Did you see the announcement earlier this week, I think it was over the weekend, of the latest recipient in the annual Sydney Peace Prize? It has been awarded to author and social activist Naomi Klein. You remember her books from going way back, No Logo, back in 1999. But this prize really reflecting some of her recent work, a book called This Changes Everything. Naomi Klein, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the book. Really, it's about climate change and the challenges that we face with it.
It is. It's called This Changes Everything because climate change is going to change pretty much everything one way or another. So if we stay on this road we are on, then pretty much everything changes about our physical world, and we're starting to get glimpses of that with the bleaching of the Great Barrier Reef. My country, Canada, has suffered huge wildfires. We're breaking temperature record after temperature record globally, we just warmed the planet by 1 degree Celsius. We're headed for warming of between 4 and 6 degrees under current policies. So it's not too late to prevent that kind of catastrophic warming, but in order to change fast enough and lower our emissions deeply enough, we have to change pretty much everything about our political and economic system because of the influence of fossil fuel companies over the political process, and also because we have societies that are driven by a particularly wasteful model of consumption and the pursuit of economic growth at all costs. So that's why climate change changes everything. What I do in the book is argue that, you know what, this system needs changing for a lot of different reasons. We're seeing widening inequality and a lot of levels of unhappiness, high levels of unhappiness. And so what if we use this need for change, this climate change as a catalyst for change, to build more equal more livable societies?
It's obviously a hugely complex and a highly contentious issue, and we've seen so much debate around it for so many years too. You obviously come from not a scientific background, you come from a social activist background in some ways. How do you draw in the what can be sometimes confounding data around climate change for the premise in the book?
Well, I come from a journalistic background, right? So I do, you know, what we do as journalists, synthesizing difficult information. I do my homework, and I rely on the expertise of the people who really do know. And because I'm not a climate scientist, I gave the book to several wonderful climate scientists, including James Hansen, probably the most respected climate scientist in the world, Michael Mann, Kevin Anderson, former director of the Tyndall Center on Climate Change Research, made sure that I had the science, you know, absolutely right, and none of it has been challenged. The book's been out for almost 2 years. I think that the reason why the book has resonated to the extent that it has is because it is not just focused on the science. You know, it's in there. It's the reason why we have to act. But I established that at the beginning of the book, and then the real heft of the book is really about how we respond and how we make sure that as we respond, as we get off fossil fuels, as quickly as existing technologies allow us to, we address these other problems that we face, whether it's systemic racism, widening inequality, joblessness. And, you know, in Canada, I've been part of a process where, rather than just sort of write about this, we convened a very broad coalition of 60 movement leaders and wrote a kind of a manifesto. We call it The Leap. It's been endorsed by 200 organizations, tens of thousands of individuals. Now one of our major parties is debating it at the riding level, and it is this kind of a blueprint for how do we respond to climate change in a way that brings real justice to Indigenous people, that creates huge numbers of good jobs in clean tech, in energy efficiency, but also how do we expand those sectors of our economy that are already low carbon, the caring professions, you know, teaching kids is low carbon work, healing the sick is low carbon work. Let's recognize that. So it's not all about contraction. There's areas where we can and should expand, and those are actually the areas that most improve quality of life.
Naomi, climate change and a lot of the issues that you just described there are highly politicised, and indeed even the Sydney Peace Prize is very politicised. There are a lot of critics in Sydney who say it's basically a soapbox for leftist politics. But in an age where we see such political discord around a lot of these issues, what is the way forward to discuss them?
I think there are some people who might imagine that there's a way of talking about climate change that is not going to ruffle feathers or you know, not be so-called political. But it is political, right? And this, you know, this is why we haven't responded as if this is a real crisis, and it is a real crisis. It's because there's a huge amount of money at stake. Fossil fuel companies have 5 times more carbon in their proven reserves than is compatible with the temperature targets that our government set when they went to Paris. So obviously there are real interests here. Those interests are going to fight like hell to protect those interests. They're not going to like people like me when we speak out. So this is political. It's economic. There's friction there, and we can't run away from that.
Okay. Are we going to see you in Sydney for the prize? It's being awarded, I think, on the 11th of November at the Sydney Town Hall. Are you going to come along?
I am going to, yes, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we'll see you there. Thanks very much for chatting to us here on 702.
Thank you.
Naomi Klein, the author, who's just been awarded the Sydney Peace Prize in response to her latest book. It's called This Changes Everything.